Take Five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And today in the studio with us, the first Monday of a new month, it's Washington Mayor Joe Wellman. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. We've got a busy month of July coming up.
Yes, we do.
Lots to talk about, beginning with the 4th of July celebration out at Eastside Park, right?
That's going on currently, today and tomorrow. Fireworks are tomorrow night at about 10 o'clock. Got the rides going on from 5 to 10 tonight, 5 to 11 tomorrow, or till 11 p.m. Fire Department Local 495 is having their 5K run in the morning at 8:30. Let's see, this evening is Fireman's Ball competition, and have bands on the bandstand tonight, and two of them tomorrow, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. National anthem at 10 o'clock, and then the fireworks.
It's a great celebration. Again, if you haven't been out to Eastside Park, Brady Amusements has the rides, unlimited bracelets. Ride bracelets are $18, and that's great for the kids. There's lots of food and fun for the entire family. Now, go ahead.
Well, we really like Brady Amusements. I mean, nice, clean operation, good people, friendly people. I think people will enjoy it if they come out.
Absolutely. You're in for a treat. The fireworks show, always a good one, draws a big crowd, so come out early and claim your spot.
Yes.
Another big event this month is the final event for the Bicentennial Celebration. We basically made it a two-year celebration almost, didn't we?
Almost. Almost. 18 months anyway. Yes, on the 28th, on Friday evening, 4 o'clock, we're going to dedicate two things, actually. The time capsule that we've accumulated, all the things are on display at the museum. We're going to put them in a time capsule, seal them up until 2066. We're going to dedicate that. We're also going to dedicate the downtown Bicentennial Park earlier in the afternoon, and we're going to have museum tours. Don Spillman's going to give some history commentary in the afternoon, so really want people to come out for that. We hope to have some special guests for the event, and we're really looking forward to that. Like you say, our finale for the Bicentennial.
And that's July 28th?
Yes.
What time does that get started?
4 p.m.
4 o'clock on July 28th, so save the date. And for those not familiar with this Bicentennial Park we're talking about on Main Street, it's right by the new Core Center, right?
Yes, it's the walk-through, we call it a park. It's a pocket park, I guess is the official name of it. But there'll be things going on in there year-round, really, we hope. There'll be some events, obviously the walk-through between Main Street and the Core parking lot. So it's a beautiful, beautiful area, and they're finishing it up as we speak. So we invite people to come out that day.
And we invite people to head to Waterworld of Washington. July is a busy month for the Waterworld.
Yes, it is. The weather's been great. I understand it was really crowded yesterday. Please stop by there. School goes back August 3rd. We're going to be open the two weekends after that, Friday evenings. The 4th and the 11th, we're going to have extended hours and stay open until 8 p.m. instead of 6 p.m. And then regular hours on Saturday and Sunday until the 13th of August.
I want to give a plug for our next concert in the community concert series, too. We're proud to have the Buckinghams coming to Washington, Indiana.
August 12th, yes. Season tickets and individual concert tickets are available. And so please come and support the community concert series. This will be our second one for this year. Our eighth concert, I guess, since we started this back up last year. Buckinghams ought to be a great show.
National artist, again, coming to Washington, Indiana. There's not a bad seat in the house at the Washington High School Auditorium, so be sure to get your tickets before they sell out. $25 for the individual ticket for the show, or the best bet is still to get the season pass for the remaining three shows for $65 at the Times Herald office and the Chamber of Commerce office.
Those will be going on until December of this year. We got a Christmas show in December. Got another one in between, so we'll talk about those as we get closer, I know, but please get your tickets for that.
Absolutely. And city business, before we let you go, Mayor, what's coming up with the city council and city business?
Well, we've got several ordinances in the works for our electric department, trying to update some of the ordinances on it. Just a lot of different things. We're looking at our utility rates. We're looking at our utility procedures, our policies. Trying to update a lot of things that, you know, we've talked about for a couple of years, and just trying to finally get around to do some ordinances. A lot of good things going on there. The team up to clean up cleanup, Team Up to Clean Up, continues. Most of the teams get together the second Saturday of the month. Please help those folks and be careful driving when they're out. They'll all be in, you know, high visibility vests, but please be careful. They're trying to pick up trash and making our city look beautiful. Some of the teams do operate more often than once a month. I know there's one out in my neighborhood. The neighbors get together at least once a month, if not a couple times a month. And so we do appreciate people trying to not litter, because if they don't litter, we don't have to pick it up.
That's right. Well, Washington Mayor Joe Wellman joins us the first Monday of every month for a city update. We always appreciate his time, Mayor. Thank you for talking with us this morning.
Thank you, Dwayne. And everyone, please enjoy the 4th of July and celebrate our country's independence and all the freedoms we have.
We'll see you next month.
Okay.
Take 5, the service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.